To southern Africa now, where Malawi's president is appealing to the World Bank to resume aid to the country in the face of devastating floods. Malawi is one of the poorest countries in the world, and aid was cut off last year after a corruption scandal. But now things have gone from bad to worse. More than half of the country has been declared a disaster zone after floods that the president called the worst in at least half a century. Emergency aid from the UN is reaching relief camps in the hardest-hit areas. But as the World's Sam Eaton reports, thousands in more remote parts of Malawi are still largely on their own.
You could say the people living here along the banks of the Tondwe River in southern Malawi were lucky. At least they'd been warned of the flash flood in early January that would burst through an earthen dike, wash away their homes and crops, and leave more than 4,000 of them homeless. Amazingly, no one in this dense cluster of villages called Makawa died in the flood, but they've been living in pretty desperate conditions here since. This man, Ponzi, is the village chief, and like everyone else from Makawa, he's been staying at a local school since his home was destroyed. He says aside from some donated plastic wash basins and a small amount of corn that no one can mill into flour, they've been on their own. Ponzi says you can already see the signs of malnourishment in some of the children. He nods in the direction of hundreds of women sitting on the ground with babies, seeking the shade of the schoolyard's only tree. He says more than 2,000 people cram into the school's half-dozen buildings every night. And that's just here. I pass more camps and churches and other buildings on the 4-mile walk in from a washed-out bridge, Makawa's only link to the outside world. That's one of the big problems in the relief effort here. Makawa at least fared better in the recent deluge than other parts of southern Malawi. UNICEF now says the heavy rains and flash floods over the last month displaced almost 250,000 people. Most of them were in districts farther south, where much of the international relief effort has been focused. But the road in here is impassable, and that makes it hard to bring in aid and medical help. The chief says there are about 100 pregnant women in the camp, and one has just given birth. Some of the children have contracted malaria, even more are suffering from diarrhea. One small positive development is that the school the displaced here have been sleeping in has reopened for classes during the day. But 13-year-old student Regina Weston says the classrooms are jammed with everyone's stuff. She says it's hard to concentrate when she feels hungry, so no one is learning much. She says she may drop out of school, abandoning her dream of becoming a nurse, and get married instead, hopefully, she says, to a man from a village that wasn't flooded. It's these long-term effects of the floods that worry Sostin Chiwota, regional director for the group Leadership for Environment and Development. He says the combination of deforestation and more extreme weather in Malawi are wreaking havoc on people's lives.
Environmental degradation, climate change, I think these are all undermining that very base that provided the stability for their livelihood.
Chiwota says rapid population growth and an informal charcoal market have stripped most of Malawi's hillsides of trees, turning floods that would have been bad enough into a full-blown humanitarian crisis.
It means that large amount of water that fell within a few days was simply rushing off and therefore causing these floods.
He says that's a general trend he's seeing in recent years, even with more normal rainfall. With the forests mostly gone, there's nothing to hold the water in the soil, so it runs off more quickly. And Chiwota says that also means trouble after the rainy season.
The other implication is that we'll have longer, drier seasons because then the rivers will have very little water flowing.
Which doesn't bode well for a country where most of the population survives off of rain-fed subsistence farming. More than 100 miles away, the displacement camps in Nsanje, with rows of white tents and heavy sacks of international food aid, may be a sign of Malawi's future, especially as the rains continue to fall. Not a single family I spoke with in this camp said they plan to return to their flooded farms, which raises more serious questions for Malawi. With more than half the country affected by the floods, how will it produce enough food for its people? And in what is one of Africa's most densely populated and least developed nations, if the displaced can't go home, where will they go? For The World, I'm Sam Eaton, Southern Malawi.
You can see what it's like in that camp that Sam visited in Makawa. We've got pictures at PRI.org.